Okay, we're going to start with the Irish Times this morning. Their headline today, bank staff appeal for safety after attacks on branches. A piece by Joe Brennan and Fia Kelly in the front of the paper today. The KBC Bank, Ireland's main the main union, has urged the group's Belgian parent to address concerns over staff safety following recent arson attacks on Irish branches. And the moves comes really in the wake of attacks after the eviction of two brothers and a sister from a farm near Strokestown in County Roscommon. Now, Garda are investigating arson attacks on KBC premises last month, including its Dublin head office and also branches in Swords and Dundrum. And the lender has about 1,000 staff in Ireland and 16 branches. A letter from the General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, the FSU, sent to the bank. And more on that story in the front of the Irish Times today. To the Times Ireland edition this morning, their headline today, meningitis deaths lead to plea on vaccine cost. We heard the story earlier this week about the cases of meningitis that have emerged in Ireland. Now, thousands of parents are actually demanding that the government cover the €300 cost of a vaccination against a strain of meningitis. And this follows the deaths, really, of three deaths, in the past 3 weeks. And the health service has warned the public to be aware, really, of the symptoms of meningitis and to ensure that children are vaccinated. And it's after an increase in cases even presenting as well over the past 2 weeks. Since last week, actually, in December, 11 cases have been reported, three of them fatal, and all of the cases were isolated, so an outbreak hasn't been declared. Now, a new vaccination against meningitis B has been routinely offered free for infants up to 12 months since October 2016. Kids born before this will have to be immunised against the C strain, but will not have received the B vaccine, and that can cost €115 to €150 per injection, and two are required. And the inoculation is not covered by the medical card, so parents are now putting pressure on the HSE and the Department of Health to provide a free catch-up programme immediately. More on that story in the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning. To the Irish Examiner, they're leading with a sports story today. Their headline, Munster star Murray slams claims he failed drugs test. A piece by Stephen Rogers in the front of the paper that Munster and Ireland rugby superstar Conor Murray has slammed crazy and inaccurate rumours that he failed a drugs test and missed the start of the season because he was quietly serving a ban. Murray, who signed a three-year contract extension worth an estimated $2 million during his layoff, making him one of the country's best paid players, said the rumours circulating while he was actually out with a neck injury not only affected him but also his family. And more on that story in the Irish Examiner today. To the Irish Indo next this morning, their top story, or their lead story in the front of the paper, property tax bills at risk of crippling €500 hikes. Paul Melia, the paper's environment editor, writing that homeowners are in danger of being hit with hikes of up to €500 in property tax unless major reforms to the system are made. And the increase in bills stems really from the rise in property values since the property tax was introduced. Now, the current valuation levels that date back really to the middle of 2013 are due to actually expire later this year, and it will result though in homeowners paying at a rate based on the market value of the property. Now, the government has promised that there will be changes to the system and any tax increases will be modest as well, but it is yet to actually set out how it intends to levy the charge without unduly affecting family and local authority finances. And the full report is on page 12 of the Irish Indo as well today on that story. To the tabloids next, there's a real mix across the tabloids this morning. In the Irish Daily Mail today, it's back to insurance. Their headline is Special Insurance Fraud Unit Scrapped Before It Started. Eimear Scully writing that ministers have abandoned plans for a crack Garda fraud unit to nail motor insurance cheats who cost us €90 million each year, even though the government's own cost of insurance working group admitted that prosecution of cheats is very low. The junior finance minister, Michael Darcy, said that such a squad is unlikely. More, page 4 of the Daily Mail today. Also in the Daily Mirror this morning, their headline, Craven freed after 10 months. In the Irish Sun, Vroom to improve, that's the headline. A shaken father told how he had a lucky escape when a learner driver ploughed into his front room yesterday. Photographs of the incident on the front of the Sun. It happened in Talla in County Dublin. Both the Herald and also the Star leading with the same story this morning as well. It's two attacks on innocent women, that's the headline. Firebomb terror, two innocent women were allegedly targeted in firebomb attacks as part of the gangland feud. Feud exclusive is the headline there on both of those papers. Just a couple of other stories also worth actually flagging with you as well today. To the Irish Independent, the headline, more children stuck with flu as hospital crisis worsens. More kids are expected to be struck with the flu, which has actually claimed 6 lives so far this winter. And the return to school will increase the spread of the virus among children. That's according to Dr. Kevin Kelleher of the HSE. Flu is now circulating more intensely and has led to 29 patients being admitted to intensive care. And the swine flu is the main strain of the virus circulating. That's the warning from the HSE in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Also to the Irish, in the Irish Times next, actually. It's a piece that we will be returning to a little bit later on, actually, here in the programme on Breakfast Briefing today. The headlines, vandals targeting in-service trains. It's a piece that's been discussed time and time again, but figures out today show that there's been a 22% rise in the number of graffiti attacks on trains, with clean-up costs now rising to more than €622,000 a year. That's according to figures from Irish Rail. And Irish Rail also said there were 195 attacks on trains, mainly on ones that were stationed in depots at night, and that happened in 2017. They were cleaned at a cost of €444,000. That's a story that we will be returning to, as I mentioned there, on Breakfast Briefing in a few moments' time. Just one final story, though, for this morning on a lighter note. It's in the Times Ireland edition today. People over the age of 65 are most likely to share fake news on Facebook, and that's according to new research. The paper writes that Conservatives and people over the age of 65 were disproportionately likely to share articles from fake news domains during the last presidential election. This is according to research from Princeton University and New York University, and it found the revelations in a recent study that they carried out, and it was published in the Science Advances this week. And it says the Conservative part is perhaps unsurprising given that so many fake news sites were pro-Donald Trump, but the age part, not so much. And researchers found that regardless of ideology, Facebook users age 65 and older shared almost 7 times as many fake news articles as younger users. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning. Still to come, Irish Rail comes under fire over the closure of Pier Street Station for roof repairs from this weekend. We'll be talking to their spokesperson, Barry Kenny.